Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie and welcome back to him. It is Monday, the 1st of September at 6:30. Summer's over, folks. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about how to secure the world's container ships, and we'll be looking at Dublin's economy and what it lacks, and all the markets as usual at the start of another week and another month. You can email us business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, TJ. Hope you had a lovely weekend.
Very, very quiet on my side, and summer is coming to an end, I presume, on your side as well, weather-wise.
We got lucky in Brighton yesterday, but it was foul on Saturday, and it's looking pretty grey and cloudy at the moment. Yes.
There'll be more of that, I suspect, in the coming weeks and months. Now, let us start with a big story of the weekend, which was a ruling by the Federal Appeals Court in the United States, which could, I stress the word could, upend Trump's entire tariff strategy.
Yeah, so the Court of Appeals voted 7-4 that the president had overstepped his authority, even under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, and did not have the ability to impose tariffs. One, because in their view, there's no emergency. There's been a trade deficit since 1975, so what? And two, the act does not give the president power of tax. So they're saying that the 10% baseline tariffs and these so-called reciprocal tariffs, he shouldn't be allowed to impose them. This does not affect the steel, aluminium, washing machine and other tariffs that have been imposed. But it's a big chunk of the Trump tariff program is now potentially under threat. He said this is all partisan, it's all rubbish. Well, actually, presidential appointments from both parties made the decision. But that is now going to go to a Supreme Court of Appeal. So the president's going to get his chance to appeal. So America is still collecting those tariffs, running at around $30 billion a month now. But there's still potentially the scope for this to be blocked at some stage.
That's the key thing. The Supreme Court, of course, which has a predominance of conservative and possibly pro-Trump judges, won't hear this for another potentially 9, maybe even 12 months. So in the meantime, billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs will be paid, mostly by American consumers, we must add, in the interim. But if they do overturn this, won't that lead to some of the biggest lawsuits ever seen against the US government?
I would imagine so. And so I have a sneaking feeling that the Supreme Court will ultimately side with the presidency because the ramifications are simply so enormous. I mean, there's also the Supreme Court in theory going to be listening to Lisa Cook, the Fed governor who's been sacked by President Trump as well. So the law court's going to be extremely busy over the next 12 months.
We will definitely be watching that. And of course, the impact of the Lisa Cook situation is also interesting as well. Now, one giant company might become two. Kraft and Heinz might be getting a divorce.
Yeah, they merged in 2015, encouraged by Warren Buffett, the master investor of Berkshire Hathaway, though it's not been a good investment for them. The share price has gone down by around 2/3 since the deal. It just hasn't really worked out that well. So there's rumours that Kraft Heinz is going to split itself this week. Grocery on one side, which is things like cheese, beverages, tinned foods, meats. Sauces on the other, the famous ketchup and mustard. The company's got a valuation of $33 billion. I think the hope is that if you break the two businesses apart, you may see an uplift in that valuation, which is exactly what happened at Kellogg when it broke itself into two bits last year. Snacks on one side, breakfast cereals on the other. Admitted the snack business, the share price is broadly flat over the last year. The breakfast cereals business, its shares are up by more than a third. So I suspect that maybe that's what Kraft Heinz shareholders are hoping for.
There is a theory, of course, in economics that these giant mergers never have the synergies that they're promised, and that the big winners of these mergers is actually the senior management
and the bankers who broke the deals and then broke the breakup afterwards.
And then they make money on breaking them up as well. Yeah. Now, staying with giant corporate companies, Caterpillar has admitted that tariffs are really going to hit its business.
Yeah, and we've spoken a little bit about Trump's tariffs already and what may or may not be happening there. But the earth-moving equipment, farm equipment giant, originally thought it was going to take a $1.5 billion tariff hit to its profits this year. It now thinks that will be $1.8 billion. It hasn't changed its forecast of revenues, but it has cut its profit forecasts and profit margin forecasts. I mean, you said earlier, in the end, the American consumer will pay these tariffs. At the moment, it feels as if the companies are kind of chewing on the bulk of them, as Caterpillar is suggesting here, so they don't pass on those costs, either because they're frightened of losing revenue, of losing customers, or they're frightened of annoying the president. But at some stage, that can't go on, and you'd expect them that they will start to pass those costs on to their end customers in the States or wherever, because it is just going to be incredibly expensive for them otherwise, a $1.8 billion hit. You know, they won't want to keep on chewing on that year after year after year.
Yeah, and needless to say, Caterpillar doesn't sell to consumers. It sells to
American corporations.
Corporations and governments, etc. Now, the Wall Street Journal has a story saying that the Chinese giant Alibaba has come up with a chip which might rival that of NVIDIA.
Next leg in the ongoing battle for trade supremacy, you can argue, between China and America and technological and intellectual property supremacy. China has been very reliant upon NVIDIA chips, the American company, for its artificial intelligence development. The Americans have tried to put a block on that, even obliging NVIDIA to sell older generation products and even take a cut off that. The Chinese have said, we're not going to use NVIDIA chips for national security reasons, thank you very much, because they're American. We're going to develop our own industry. There's one company called Cambicon working on it, and now Alibaba, the e-commerce, cloud, video games, media giant, claims it's developed a new chip that will rival NVIDIA's technology. Maybe not the absolute cutting edge stuff, but clearly China looking to step away from US technology as best it can, either because it has to or more likely because it wants to.
Let's stay with Chinese technology and Chinese giant companies. Spain has cancelled a massive contract with Huawei.
Yeah, this is the Spanish telecoms company Telefónica. It's looking to lay down tens of that, you know, lots and lots, thousands of kilometres worth of fibre optic cable. There'd be pressure from Washington and Brussels not to use the Chinese technology. Brussels has already asked European countries not to employ Huawei's 5G mobile technology, and it now looks as if the Spanish government has caved and said, we're not going to deploy the Chinese fibre optic cable, quote, for reasons of strategic autonomy.
Yes, well, let's watch that one. I will also be watching for later on this week the jobs numbers and the inflation number here.
On Friday, yeah.
And to see what happens there. But the Americans are off today. They're having Labor Day without a U. Russ, enjoy your week, and we will be back in touch with you again soon, I hope. That is Russ Mulder from AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.